Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. I want to thank you, those of you who stayed on the line this evening. We were having some technical difficulties, and so I'm excited that you stayed engaged. And I want you to know that we are going to have, despite the challenges, an amazing show. Tonight's topic is truly a topic that I feel, as you're listening in, you will get a breakthrough. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is every week to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week we come together and we are engaged on Life Highway, where I truly do believe that we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. If you missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we shared a wonderful time in the virtual boardroom with Ms. Kim Anthony. We spoke about the sweet spot of purpose. It was truly rich. On today's broadcast, it's time to shape up and win. In today's installment, we are evaluating fears, false evidence appearing real. We're going to examine what's holding you back from achieving your goals, from fulfilling your purpose, and ultimately living out your dreams. Today, don't be scared, as the youth would say. We're going to face our fears. It's time to stop allowing fear to hold you back. Allow me to set up today's framework of our broadcast as we prepare to jump into a rich discussion on our subject. I will share with you for about 35 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we are going to open up our programming for audience participation, at which time we will welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, which we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in. I want to ask you to do me a favor, especially with the technical difficulties that we were facing and had to press through today. Can you take a pause point? Can you write on someone's Facebook wall? Send someone a text message? Send a tweet, a DM, a message in a bottle, a pigeon carrier? Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to listen with you in today's broadcast. I know that you will leave empowered and more enriched on your journey to fulfill your destiny. So, you know, I know that I'm not the only one that struggles with the subject of fear. You know, it's been stated that fear is this false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. This false evidence appearing real, because it appears so real, it gets us stuck in our tracks, and it will prevent us, it has the capability to prevent us from goals, it prevents us from fulfilling our purpose, from fueling our purpose, because we get into this place of being paralyzed because of this fear. Fear shows up in so many different ways, and you know, Coach Adams often will share with you bits and pieces from her journey being transparent. And, you know, I think about so many things on my journey that if I was to allow fear to prevent me from moving forward, if I was to allow fear to get the best of me, there's so much that I would not accomplish. There's so much that I would not have done. You know, I'm an adventurer at heart, and I remember this one journey that my cousin and I took in the backwoods of Louisiana, actually, in the bayou. And we did a bayou swamp tour by airboat. And when I tell you that, to date, that has been one of the most exhilarating things that I have experienced. And I am an adventurer, so I'll take on great things and try different things that are new to me. Why am I sharing this with you? Because I remember when they started to share with us that the bayou, the swamp, was infested with alligators. We, the reality of, if you've ever seen an airboat, you are just sitting in this open, you know, little thing that's flying over the water. They don't give you life jackets. You're in the swamp. I mean, you just, it's such an amazing environment that you don't even know what to expect. But yet, both of us had an experience beyond, we could have allowed the fear to hold us back from experiencing something that now is such a wonderful touchstone for both of us, that we could have allowed the fear of all of the unknown to hold us back. And the wonderful thing is that the end result was one that was positive, and that's the beautiful thing, that we, quote-unquote, live to tell the story, because I remember when they said that we had to do the release, and we're reading, that was actually, you know, more terrifying for me. I can't speak for my cousin. But for me, you know, having to sign the release that we release them from any responsibility should something go awry and happen while we're in the backwoods of this bayou swamp, you know. And I asked the driver of the airboat, I said, you know, why don't you give life jackets? And he said, well, because if you fall in the swamp, you are alligator meat. And so and you really don't need it because the swamp was infested with alligators. Now, I have to tell you this as well. Coach Adams doesn't swim. I can swim, but because I've almost drowned several times, as a child, if I don't feel comfortable in my swimming, that is a discomfort for me. Taking on this journey, I've made the decision not to allow the fears, the stuff on the inside, all of those thoughts that would say, don't get in the swamp. You don't know how to swim. Oh, my gosh, the alligators, it's infested, all of this stuff. And many of us, we talk ourselves out of the possibility of great experiences because of the stuff. And that is exactly what we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. What are those fears that you are allowing to hold you back? Because now on the other side of this experience that I was able to share with you, the adventure and the adventure that my cousin and I shared, it's such a beautiful experience. As a matter of fact, I want to do it again. I want to experience it in a different way because they have a sunset bayou cruise by airboat, and I want to experience it in a different way. What is it that you are allowing yourself to not step out and move and do because of the fears, because of the fear that I'm not enough? The fear of the unknown. For some, they may say it's the fear of success. It's the fear of whatever that may be, whatever that fear may be for you, that thought that appears so real that you don't even step out and take a risk and try. You stay in this place of comfort. And, you know, so often as we are sharing here on Motivational Monday, we talk about the significance of being able to stretch out of our comfort zone, not allowing the comfort of that place that feels safe and secure to get us in this place where we are paralyzed and we're not moving forward and pursuing our goals. We're not moving forward in crystallizing our vision, and ultimately not living out our dreams. You know, life was meant for us to embrace the fullness, to live each day as if it was our very last day. And so my question to you, our global listening audience, what are those fears that have been holding you back? You know, one may have an opportunity, for example, to move out of the state, move out of the country, and the fear of the unknown. They would say, no, I won't go. You know, many years ago, I had the opportunity to travel with my mentors, and I remember when we got one particular assignment on the calendar, and, you know, the minimal thoughts that people knew about this particular place was so negative that people were like, oh my gosh, you're going there? They were, that fear of the unknown, never been there before, but yet drawing conclusions around this quote-unquote false evidence. And this particular place is the Ukraine. And all I would hear is, it's dark and it's drab. You know, and so if I was to allow myself to say I can't go because of that, I would have, again, missed an amazing opportunity, a life-changing opportunity. And it's so funny because I just met someone last week who was from the Ukraine, and I could connect with her in a different way because I could say, wow, I've been to your region. And she was so surprised because, of course, it's not a place necessarily that people say, woohoo, let me go to the Ukraine. And this was before all of what we've seen as of late in the media concerning that particular area. This was probably in 2009 when I went. But I'm sharing that as, again, another illustration because I want you to begin to process. Each week we come together to examine, to evaluate those things that would prevent us from fulfilling our assignment so that we can be more equipped to do that. And so as we're looking at and talking about fears, what are the fears that are holding you back from getting more? These fears become a constraint. They become a bottleneck. You know, if we put it in layman's term with our bodies and what we deal with regularly, I don't think anyone cannot relate to, quote-unquote, being constipated. That is what a fear can be. It is whatever has you stuck, has you constipated, as one would say, has you this bottleneck, this constraint is preventing you from getting more. You know, and when your body is backed up, wow, when there is a relief, it's like, whew, you know, there's just this breakthrough that you get. And so I want to share with you some key elements on how can you get on the other side of these fears. Do not allow the stuff in your mind. That is where the battle is. And so often we talk about the greatest battle is in our mind. It is that early wiring, those early files that have been created, the early programming from whoever is speaking the words in us. Not knowing that they're creating these files, but we as adults, we have to speak to that young person in us, that child in us, and we have to heal that child in us and not allow the child to be the one that's reigning, but rather we have to be in position reigning. And that requires that, one, we are continuously making it a point to stay conscious. Because when we go unconscious, we go to that place of those negative files, those previous past experiences, those things begin to draw up. For example, maybe a woman used to date someone who had a mustache, and she had a bad experience, but yet she's saying and asking for her husband to be revealed to her, but she has this bad experience of one who has a mustache. So now this man shows up. He has a mustache. He shows up. He's her husband, but she can't get beyond the fear of this past experience. She's allowing that past experience to hold her back. It could be the same with a man. Maybe he had a bad experience with a redhead. He's asking for his wife, and now a redhead shows up. She's the one, but he can't get beyond the past experience. So the fear of that past experience begins to create this wall of resistance, becomes this constraint. Now there's a bottleneck, and you're not able to break through. So you have to consciously, and that's why I said the number one key is we have to stay conscious. We have to consciously make the decision that I will not allow the fear to hold me back. You know, if a mother's child was threatened, she doesn't have time to say, I'm afraid. She instantly jumps in to save her child. We have to learn, and so what she did in that moment, she redefined that fear. She didn't do it consciously. It just happened. We have to do it consciously. She redefined the fear, and so now that fear, it did not hold her back, but that adrenaline of that gave her. That is the other tip that I want to share with you today. Number one, we have to stay conscious, because when we go unconscious, those past files, those past experiences, they are constraints that can hold us back. So we cannot allow ourselves to continuously go to those issues of the past, but rather we have to make a decision to consciously stay in this now moment. and experience life from a now point of view, not a past point of view. So we must stay conscious. We also have to redefine the fear. Allow the fear to work for us, to fuel us, instead of paralyzing us, instead of preventing us from moving forward. And that is, in essence, what many of us do. We allow the fear, that false evidence appearing real, to get us to that place of being paralyzed, and we don't move. We don't step out because of the unknown. And for many of us, it is this, I don't know what's on the other side. But if you redefine this fear and allow it to be energy that fuels you, you would find that there's this amazing journey on the other side. But if you allow fear to hold you back, now you're going to live life with woulda, coulda, shoulda. You're living life now with regret because you are staying in your comfort zone. And your comfort zone is designed to keep you from getting more. It is that place which some would say is that place of peace, like a straight line on our heart chart or your brain chart. If you were in the hospital and there was a straight line on the heart monitor, a straight line on your brain wave monitor, that would say you're dead, you're not alive. And so for many, they're trying to stay in that place of comfort, quote-unquote peace, and there is no vibrancy of life. They are, in essence, dead because they will not allow themselves to take risks. They will not allow themselves to step out into the unknown. So therefore, they're not achieving their goals. They're not living out their vision. They're not living out their dreams. They are just living these lives, existing because they are not consciously making a decision to break through the barriers here. I want to encourage you. I want to exhort you today. Make the decision that fear will not overtake you, but you will overtake it. Taste that. I no longer will allow fear to overtake me, but rather I will overtake it. And what that said is you're learning how to redefine the fear. You know, growing up as an only child, I had to face a lot of fears, because I was the only child, and so I couldn't depend on having people around me all the time. And that stretched me, and I believe that is a part of why I'm such a risk taker. And I remember in my early 20s, I would call my mom and say, Mom, I'm going to Palm Springs, or I'm going here. And she would say, who are you going with? I'm like, I'm going by myself. Again, the adventurer, and now on the other side, I can say that I've had all of these amazing journeys because I did not allow the fear of the unknown to hold me back. And so I want you to know that these are things that you don't have to settle for allowing fear to hold you back. It's a conscious choice to say, no more. No more. I will leap off of the edge. I will take a risk. I will stretch out of my comfort zone. Coach Adams, of course, always shares with you what she is walking in, what she can say she knows to be true, not because of theory, book knowledge. It sounds good, but because of experiential knowledge. I can tell you I'm experiencing it. I know this to be true. Because when you step out and face your fears, you learn to redefine that fear. those fears, those things that hold you back. For many of us, it was a wound that we got when we were little. This, who we are and where we are today, it's those tears in our soul from when we were growing up. Those are the wounds from when we were a little child. That's where the experiences are. And so now we're allowing experiences from when we were 7, 8, 9, and we're now, you know, 30, 40, 50, however old you are, 60, 70, to hold you back instead of allowing yourself to experience new things by making the decision to break through. You know, I think of a show, for example, that I really respect the individuals, the contestants that say yes. And this show is, and there's others that we can talk about, but this one here really is one that I'm like, wow. The Amazing Race, for example. They get into this amazing race, this fear of the, if they were to allow fear to hold them back, they wouldn't experience this journey. But yet, for many of them, they let you know that it's a journey that I'm so happy that I did, unlike anything that I've ever experienced. They've gone to all of these great places. They've done all of these things that they may have never done before. And so as it relates to, for example, birthing that vision, it may be a book. It may be an invention. It may be a new business. Whatever that thing is, it may be writing a song. It may be in you. It was placed in you to come out of you. It was not placed in you to stay in you. And so many of us, we're holding on to things that we are supposed to release. Do you know that, of course, every author, for example, started somewhere. They didn't just come out with a book. They had to create the book. And each time they started somewhere, each book was the first book. Each screenwriter, the first one, was the first one. Yes, after time, they get this under their belt. Why am I sharing this? You know, for example, Steve Jobs, when he created the first Apple Macintosh computer, I remember it. I had one. He broke ground. It was unlike what others, but he didn't allow the fear to hold him back. I'm making the connection with the various stories and weaving that in with the principles because I want you to recognize and to understand. Make the decision to say, I'm going to experience the fullness of life. I often say when we're experiencing the fullness of life, I liken it to a roller coaster. We're at the top of that roller coaster, hands in the air, counting 1, 2, 3, screaming when we go down the track and into the loops and all of those various things. There's vibrancy. There is excitement. Your heart is pumping at a great speed, a great rate, because there is life. That is what life was designed for, that it would be abundancy in your heart, that you would live a life of abundance, not this flatlining, dying, existing because you don't want to step out into the zones that are uncomfortable, into the zones that you don't know. There's always going to be something that we don't know. You know, I think about actors and actresses, for example, they have to get a lot of no's before they get a yes. And many of us quit right at the moment of the breakthrough. We quit right at the moment of the breakthrough. We only have to knock on one more door. But we get to that place of, well, you know, I'm afraid of another no. So we stop. And that next door is the very door of the yes that we need to get on the other side. It's amazing how quickly time flies. This is the time in our programming where I want to invite you, our global listening audience, to chime in. We are opening our broadcast now for you to ask a question. Make a comment around today's subject. You know, I love this subject of fear, and I would love to hear from you. How are you overcoming your fears? How are you dealing with those things that may seem overwhelming, that get you to that place of feeling paralyzed? I can't do it. And recognizing that if you just take a step, you can. So we talked about a number of things, but I want to make sure the principles are clear. We said, number one, that we have to stay conscious on our journey. We can't get to that place of easy breezy cruising on cruise control and autopilot. We have to keep the controls in hand, staying conscious. You know, a couple of years ago, I remember the news headlines of a flight that the pilot overshot their destination. And I don't know what was going on in that cockpit on that day, but they were on autopilot, and something had to be going on because they overshot their destination because they were on autopilot. Many of us are cruising through life, and we're missing the vibrancy of life because we are on autopilot. We're moving around like little automatons, little robots, because we are not conscious. And so that is the first thing. We must stay conscious. We must allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone. When we are allowing ourselves to stretch out of our comfort zone, see, because, for example, airboat, a bayou swamp tour by airboat is uncomfortable. The thought of that, the reality of that. And I could say, nope, I can't do it because I'm afraid. And many of us won't write the book because we're saying, I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm not good enough. We're not starting the business because we feel like, I'm afraid. I'm afraid nobody will accept me. I'm afraid no one will like me. Oftentimes you will hear people say, why aren't you doing this? Or why won't you do that? I'm afraid. What are you afraid of? What are you allowing to paralyze you because of fear? I'm afraid. I'm afraid I won't be accepted. I'm afraid people won't like me. I'm afraid I'm not enough. So often people will say the fear of failure, but I have, or fear of success. But I must say that for me, I've learned as a coach that it's far deeper, that it's something else. Usually it's the fear of not feeling like you're enough. It's the fear of not feeling like you're adequate, fear of people won't accept me, they won't like me. It comes back to something greater than just the fear of success. What are you afraid of in succeeding? That one I often struggle with. But the other lower levels I can really understand because it goes to that early wiring, those early programs, those early experiences and files. So as I said just a moment ago, this is the time in our broadcast where we are opening our lines up to have you interact with us, our global listening audience. So know that, again, when we invite you, we want you to know we're inviting you to share in tonight's discussion. Would love to hear, are you getting anything from what we're talking about? Are you taking anything away? Are you able to share with us something that you were able to break through in, that you didn't allow the fear to hold you back? Your story may very easily encourage someone else's story. We're overcome by the words of our testimony. So I want to encourage you to know that your story and you opening up and sharing, and for some it may be breaking through that fear. Oh, I can't speak on the air I'm scared of that. I'm too shy. It's intimidating. That will hold you back. It may be okay this moment, but that becomes a part of your life experience, and you get comfortable in that. And so I want to challenge you to break through those barriers today. So this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. If you are on an electronic device, you do need to call in, and you would dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to be added to the host queue. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in our discussion. If there's no one that wants to share in tonight's broadcast and interact with us, we do encourage it. It is a safe space. And again, I say don't be scared. Make the decision right now to say, I will not allow fear to hold me back one more day. That I'm going to press beyond that, even in this moment. That would be such a breakthrough for you. And so as we continue in our broadcast, we talk about what? We've talked about that fear, this very putting a face on fear, that we are facing our fears when we understand what it can be, this false evidence appearing real, that thing that gets you scared, like you're in a horror film. You start walking down the corridor, and the thought of it, you start hearing the music, you start playing the music in your mind, and it gets you into that place of this horror film. And you're afraid to step out. You're afraid to do anything because of these fears. What's on the other side? We're going to move beyond that today. How will I move beyond my fears? I must stay conscious. You must identify genuinely, authentically, identify what is your fear. Because you have to face it. You have to put a face to it. You have to identify it. You have to, quote unquote, give it a name. What is it? So that now you can deal with that. It's just like an alcoholic, for example, one that has a drinking problem. If they are not willing to admit that they have a problem, they will not get delivered. So in an AA meeting, what do they have you do? Introduce yourself and say, I'm an alcoholic, and you're taking it one day at a time. So what is Coach Adam saying to you today on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you? That today you have to identify and face your fear. You have to put a face to it, call it out. The fear of rejection, the fear of not being enough, the fear of not being liked, the fear of what people would say, whatever it is, put a face to it and be authentic and genuine about that. And make the decision in every situation to allow yourself to be stretched out of your comfort zone. You know, I will often reference John Maxwell. Many know John Maxwell. He is a leader in personal development, leadership, and all of that. And I had the opportunity, as I've shared before, to be on a live teleconference with him, and he shares a story about lobsters in an aquarium. And I think it's so such a great story that I often reflect and reference this story because I think it gives such a great illustration of some of what we're talking about, that, you know, the lobsters are in the aquarium and then one lobster starts to stretch out and that lobster gets up the courage to move beyond its fears. And it starts to stretch outside of its comfort zone, of its borders, but the other lobsters begin to pull it down because of their fears. Because, wait, where are you going? You're stretching out. No, you can't do that. We got to all stay on the bottom. No, stretch out beyond the pack. That's another bit of wisdom that I would share with you, that if you are among those that are continuously pulling you down, if you're among those that are continuously feeding those fears instead of encouraging you to press beyond your fears, you have to reevaluate your circle, because they are like the lobsters in that aquarium, that they're pulling you down as you're trying to stretch outside of that zone that is comfortable. You know, my mentors often, and I love this wisdom, share, and I share it often, that when you're on a journey of faith, that faith requires that you grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. Faith requires. And so I have to grow comfortable on my journey of being uncomfortable. And I must admit that Coach Adams is continuously embracing that, growing comfortable and being uncomfortable, being in situations that are uncomfortable. But I know that in order for me to live a life that is vibrant, a life that is purpose-driven, I have to stretch outside of my borders of comfort, out of my comfort zone. I have to continue to take risks, and that is another bit of wisdom that I want to share with you, that you have to make the decision. Remember, we said we have to be conscious, first of all. And when you make that decision, because we can only make decisions when we are conscious, to say that I am going to face my fear, do something a little crazy, out of the norm for you. You know, whatever that may be, try something new, experience something new. You know, for you, maybe it's trying a different flavor of ice cream. I don't know. But do something that is uncharacteristic for you to stretch your borders. Get out of your comfort zone, out of what is familiar, out of what you know. Why? So that you can position yourself to be in that zone, in that place, to achieve your goals, that your vision would become more crystallized, that your dreams would become a greater reality because you did not allow fears to hold you back, because you didn't allow the uncertainty of things to hold you back. I want you to know that I am challenging you as your coach, as your global coach. This week, do something uncharacteristic of you. Face a fear. Get a breakthrough. But in order for you to do that, you have to make a decision. You have to be conscious. And you can only make a decision when you're conscious. You have to identify and face, put a face to it. What is it that has become a constraint? What is it that has become a bottleneck? Identify it. You have to make a decision to say, I am going to, despite the uncertainty, my knees may be shaking, but I'm going to allow myself to be stretched out of my comfort zone. I'm going to redefine the energy of this fear. And when I redefine the energy of this fear, no longer is the fear controlling me, but I now control it. And so I'm learning to redefine my fears and use that energy to my benefit. Wow. It is amazing how quickly time flies here on Motivational Mondays. Maybe you didn't interact with us live today. I want to remind you that we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group that we have established to continue to keep the conversation going. You can send a message there. You can give show ideas, thoughts, ask a question. We want you to know that we so appreciate your faithful listeners tuning in from week to week and supporting with helping to expand our borders, and you sharing with others the richness that you're getting and sharing on Facebook and all of those social media and all of those various things. We so appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And I want you to know that, wow, November is fast and packed. We have some great shows lined up for you, our Shape Up series, some dynamite guests. You don't want to miss it. I want to stay connected with those of you that are not already a part of my network. So if you have not already done so, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. If this is your first time tuning in, I would love to hear your thoughts. Shoot me a message, a note. I want you to be aware that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, we host our Win Shop, 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win, our live empowerment workshop. January is our next date, January the 28th. Now is the time to secure your space for the next 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, which is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment in a live and nurturing environment for growth. Receive empowering tools to win in your life, on your journey, and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. You can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, river.com/Coach Adams. In addition, I want you to know that sponsorships are available. If you're interested, you can shoot an email to admin@CoachAdams.com, or you're welcome to call our team directly at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. One who inspires, I coach, and you win. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Share with us on our next broadcast, same time, same connection. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.